night. And we're going to archive this. So again, we're live in the Kill Radio Studios here in Los Angeles on a beautiful summer night, like one of the last nights of the summer. Tomorrow school starts, tomorrow the first day of, what month is it? September, today. Today is the first day of September, it's 1 o'clock, here in Kill Radio Studios in Los Angeles, high on the 25th floor of the beautiful Arco Towers overlooking downtown Los Angeles, and we have poet Steve Murata in the studios, the poet of the L.A. Night. Steve's a great writer. He writes about what's going on in Los Angeles. He reads at a lot of protest marches here in Los Angeles. I was getting ready to say here in Pittsburgh. That's where I'm from. I haven't lived there in 30 years. But wow, why would I say that, Steve? I know. I guess we're always a kid at heart. But Steve's from the East Coast. He's from Long Island, even though I think he relates more to Los Angeles these days. And Steve's been all around the world. He's an ex-Navy guy. We were talking tonight how a lot of great writers came out of the Navy. Alex Haley, a lot of people. Sir Edmund Hillary. No, I'm just kidding. Well, Steve's a great writer, and Steve hangs out at a coffee shop right up the street here I'm not going to say what part of L.A. we're in. Just suffice to say we're on the 35th floor of the beautiful Arco Towers, overlooking beautiful downtown Los Angeles. So I'm going to turn Steve's mic up. Let me see if I can give me a testing 1, 2, 3, Steve.
1, 2, 3.
There you go.
All right.
And Steve's going to read some stuff for us, some poetry. But before or after he reads, he's going to talk about a protest march that's going to be happening this weekend, Steve. And you'll be reading there, too, so take over.
Okay, hopefully. Yeah, first of all, for those people who are going to be in the Los Angeles area or can make it to the Los Angeles area, it's going to be a great labor march for immigrant workers, general amnesty. It's a call to action. It's going to be on September 2nd, 2006, well, a couple of days, 12 p.m. Los Angeles, Olympic and Broadway, downtown. And it's... Okay. We're still in 2006. That's what I've been told. My mind is like, this year's gone by so fast. I'm getting older too. That's the other problem. But it's, LA has been really the front runner, the forerunner in these demonstrations. The last couple of them, I'm not kidding, have 1.2 million people marching downtown LA. So it's very significant. And it goes for immigrants who really deserve to have their rights because they've struggled so hard just to make a living. And they've made a life for themselves in New York. And I've got New York in my mind, in the country. And they're kind of like getting a slap in the face by being threatened with deportation. So we're really in support for them. So anyway, it's going to be on Saturday, September 2nd, 12 p.m. in Los Angeles. And it's put on by the March 25th Coalition, who basically has been putting on these marches, these historical marches. And thanks for your time. And I have something along those lines. It's called A Price That You Have to Pay, and it goes out to the immigrants. So what's it all about, my friend? What moves you on with such urgency? Is it something that is so close, yet so far off in the distance? What is the vision that moves you across the river, through the mountains, and in the hot desert sun to get to the other side of the border? When there's so much at risk, including your life, mansions of glory or just a better life? But life is concrete as it consists of those things that you can see, feel, and touch. And those things that you can see but you can't feel and touch. Your freedom that is so close yet so far off in the distance. But aren't we all immigrants seeking to penetrate the borders of a higher state of consciousness and understanding, thus a better way of life? But aren't some things easier said than done? There's a cost to your freedom, a price that you have to pay. Thank you, everybody.
Whoa, Steve, you ended pretty quick on me there. You have a beautiful voice, Steve.
Thank you.
Great voice.
Thank you.
Let me hear you say one more quick haiku just off the top of your head.
You want a haiku? All right. I have this, it's called Song for Peace. It goes hand in hand. It's called Song for Peace, Anti-War Haiku. Bombs cease, peace reigns, suddenly, summertime and butterflies.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. As we used to do in the 60s.
We're still doing it.
A little closer to the mic. That's great, Steve. Thanks for coming into the studios.
And thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And you, do you have an email people can reach you, Steve?
Yes.
Well, say it twice and it's kind of slow so people can hear it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll spell out the last name. It's Steve, S-T-E-V-E, Barata, B-A-R-A-T-T-A, 2, at yahoo.com. Again, that's Steve, S-T-E-V-E, Barata, B-A-R-A-T-T-A, 2, Steve Barata 2, at yahoo.com.
I mean, for all you people out there who are putting together protests on the West Coast, I'm sure Steve will go up and down the coast to read, if, you know.
It would be a pleasure. I'd love to.
I mean, if you're listening back east and wanted to send him an airplane ticket, I'm sure he would be.
Oh, I'd take you up on the offer right away.
Give you a chance to see the old hometown. But I'm sure Steve was available to do readings I'm sure he prefers reading at protest situations as opposed to Kiwanis Club openings or any. I'm just kidding.
A Kiwanis Club, that's like one of the adventures in of life, you know. It's like, no, I'll try. No, I'm only kidding.
No, but I'm sure if they were nice people and you, yeah, because you're a nice guy.
Sure.
Yeah, but I know there's stuff going on up and down the coast, and Steve's available. Your email one more time, Steve.
Okay. Steve, S-T-E-V-E, Barata, B-A-R-A-T-T-A, 2, at Yahoo.
So, Steve, that means you got to check your email, bro. You got to, really, because someone might hear this. We have a small audience, so you got to be available.
I will. I'll check it all this. I'll check it tomorrow, and I'll check it all next week and thereafter.
Steve kind of hangs out on the east side of Hollywood here in Los Angeles. So, you know, you got to go to the library and check your email, Steve.
I will.
Because you might be missing a gig. I mean, I always see Steve at the cafes writing diligently. I mean, I'm a writer myself. I'm a playwright, but, you know, Steve, he's constantly writing. He's a good inspiration to me.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
You see him at the cafes here in East Hollywood writing, sitting down with his cup of coffee, cup of Joe.
A little too much, but.
So let's go back into some, we're going to go back into some pre-recorded programming here at killradio.org, internet only, in Los Angeles. We're actually live right now on this beautiful summer night. It was hot earlier today. Beautiful, kind of cool. I love summer at night. I fucking hate it in the daytime, Steve.
I know. It's you can't do anything during the day. It gets too hot during September and August. But it's beautiful at night. Different world.
I know. We were just saying that. LA is a different world at night. It's almost like what was that movie, The Crow? When the first Crow.
Wow.
With Brandon Lee. That's a beautiful film. Wow. It showed Detroit at night. Like a different world. Anyway, I'm digressing. But what you're going to be listening to for about the next hour is one of my old shows. I'm sneaking into the studio here to burn this show because I don't have a burner at my house. So you guys just bear with me. You're going to hear one of my jazz shows from about 2 years ago that I am sneaking into the Kill Radio studios and burning on their beautiful real-time burner here. As Steve heads out into the dark L.A. night to write.
To write.
Can we get one more haiku?
All right.
Yeah, okay. Here's Steve with that one last haiku.
Okay. It's not exactly haiku, but it's... Let me think about this. Oh, yeah, it's called Today. And I dedicated originally to John Lennon and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and people who lived and died for peace. These people in particular, they died violently, but they stood for peace. but it goes out to everybody. Today, I have died 1,000 deaths, but today I shall live forever on. Thanks again, everybody. Have a good weekend.